Well, at least half a dozen people have been killed in the Indonesian capital Jakarta, with 200 injured after a political protest turned violent this afternoon. Protesters have set cars on fire and thrown firecrackers at police. They're rallying against the re-election of the country's president, Joko Widodo, who was just yesterday declared the winner of last month's elections, his second term in office. A few moments ago, I spoke to our Indonesia correspondent, Anne Barker, who is near where the protests are continuing. Anne, how serious is the situation on the streets of Jakarta?
Well, Linda, where we are is only a couple of kilometres west of the central business district. And all morning there have been scores of police and soldiers going up to the other end of the road, where I gather there are still protests going on. We haven't been able to get anywhere near that, so we can't see for ourselves. But just now, in fact, we saw helicopters flying overhead, carrying something underneath them, whether it's water to perhaps quell the unrest. We've seen ambulances going up and down the road. We can't gauge at this stage whether that means there are more than the six dead that we heard about earlier today. But certainly there is a lot of unrest still today. The authorities were saying that they feared things could escalate, but at the same time they were hopeful that they could bring things under control by the end of today.
And what do the protesters want?
Well, these are largely supporters of Prabowo Subianto, who was the losing candidate from the election last month. Only yesterday, the Electoral Commission here confirmed the results, showing that Joko Widodo has won a second term as president by an 11% margin. He's 17 million votes ahead of Prabowo Subianto. Now, his rival had always flagged the possibility of protests on the street if he was deemed the loser. He claims that his own polls had put him in the lead, that he had as much as 62% of the vote. He announced yesterday that he would be challenging that in the Constitutional Court. And he even at one point suggested that his supporters should remain peaceful and not take to the streets. But in the end, he's failed to stop them from doing that. And the protests overnight that flared sort of in the dead of night have now cost several lives.
And so, I mean, we saw some similar fears after the 2014 poll, which was the two same contenders running for the presidency. And there were complaints afterwards, but no violence erupted. I mean, why is it different this time?
Well, it's a good question, and I don't know that we have the exact answer. As I say, Prabowo Subianto has now said he will go to the Constitutional Court. That's exactly what happened last time as well. The court ultimately ruled in Joko Widodo's favour and upheld the vote. Nobody really, apart from his own supporters, doubts that vote, showing that Joko Widodo was the winner. We've known that virtually from day one. But yes, certainly Prabowo Subianto seems not to have been able to take that loss. It's the fourth time he has tried to stand for the presidency, and twice now that he's stood against Joko Widodo, and clearly he's not happy with that result.
And has the president said anything about this?
He spoke yesterday where he gave a victory speech, and it was a very short speech, just claiming victory and thanking the people of Indonesia who voted for him, and most importantly saying that once the vote is upheld, as everybody assumes it will be, and he's inaugurated later this year, he will be a leader for all Indonesians, including the many who did vote for Prabowo Subianto.
Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker on the streets of Jakarta there.